Russia's opposition leader Alexei Navalny is in a serious condition in hospital on a ventilator after he took ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow. His press secretary says he was poisoned after drinking a cup of tea before boarding the flight. The prominent anti-corruption activist is a strong critic of Russia's President Vladimir Putin. There is a long history of suspicious poisonings linked to the Kremlin, but this may have another connection, one expert says. Rachel Mealy has our report.
Alexei Navalny is the most prominent member of Russia's opposition. He's been an outspoken critic of Vladimir Putin and late last year attended a rally in Moscow. Alexei Navalny condemned police violence and urged his countrymen to come out in protest more often. But now he's in intensive care and on a ventilator in the southern Russian city of Omsk. He became seriously ill during a flight to Moscow and the plane made an emergency landing. Alexei Muravyov is an associate professor of national security and strategic studies at Curtin University.
Alexei Navalny is Russia's most charismatic opposition spokesperson. He is the founder and the creator of the anti-corruption fund and has been known for pretty damning revelations about corruption in the Russian government, in the upper echelons of Russian political power, investigations into the wealth of Putin's top supporters and Putin himself.
But Professor Muravyov says even though the poisoning has all the hallmarks of Kremlin involvement, he says it wouldn't be in Vladimir Putin's interest to kill Alexei Navalny because his presence on the political stage gives the illusion of an active opposition.
He actually plays into this narrative of Putin, who continues to argue that Russia is not a dictatorship rather than an open, democratic and pluralist society.
He says recent events in Belarus may give more of a clue about the likely culprits. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has blamed Russian opposition groups for organising mass protests across his country.
I would not rule out a possibility that perhaps it was an attempt to execute a warning strike by Belarusian security forces, Belarusian security services, because they would certainly be considering Navalny far more seriously in terms of threat to Lukashenko's regime rather than the way how their Russian counterparts would be looking at him in the context of him being a political threat to Putin and his regime.
Professor Muravyov says Navalny's poisoning may even create headaches for Vladimir Putin because he'll have to find someone to blame or face possible sanctions from the West.
Rachel Mealy with that report.